بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ.
Behold, we revealed this Quran on the night of power. Behold, we revealed this Quran on the night of power. The word anzalnahu, we revealed this, unmistakably refers to the revelation of the Quran. Such ellipsis of pronouns is fairly common in the Quran. For details, see Al-Najm 53:9. This verse declares that the Quran was revealed on the night of power, while elsewhere it is asserted, during the month of Ramadan, the Quran was sent down. Al-Baqarah 2:185. One thus learns that it was one of the nights of the month of Ramadan when the angel brought the revelation for the first time to the Prophet, peace be upon him. The night of power is spoken of as the blessed night in verse 3 of Al-Dukhan. That the Quran was revealed on this night is open to the following two interpretations. A. On this night, the entire Quran was placed in the custody of the angels who brought revelation as and when it was needed. Specifically, Gabriel, by Allah's command, transmitted its verses and surahs to the Prophet, peace be upon him, over a period of 23 years. This interpretation is credited to Ibn Abbas. Ibn Jarir, Ibn al-Munthir, Ibn Abi Hatim, Hakim, Ibn Murdawi, and Bihaki. B. The revelation of the Quran commenced on this night, as is held by Shabi. However, another report ascribes to him the same view on this issue which is presented by Ibn Abbas, Ibn Jarir. It is nonetheless certain that the revelation to the Prophet, peace be upon him, started on this night, as the first five verses of Surah Al-Alaq were sent down to him. It is worth clarifying that Allah did not compose the Quranic verses or surahs as and when these were needed by way of providing guidance to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his call. Rather, even before the creation of the universe, Allah had in place a grand plan regarding the creation of the human species, the advent of messengers and their respective scriptures, and the final stage of appointing the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as his messenger and sending down the Quran to him. On the night of power, the final item of the divine plan was executed. So, the handing over of the entire Quran to the angels at that stage should not come as a surprise. Qadr is explained by some Quranic scholars in the sense that on this night, Allah decides fates and entrusts the same to the angels for execution. This is reinforced by the following verse. On that night, every matter is wisely determined. Verse 4 of Al-Dukhan. However, Zuhri insists on interpreting Qadr as a blessed and glorious night. This view is supported by the Quranic statement that it is better than 1,000 months. Al-Qadr 97:3. As to the precise date on which the Quran was revealed, 40 divergent opinions are on record. However, the majority view of ulama is that it corresponds to one of the odd nights on the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. Many of them put it at the 27th night of Ramadan. Let us consider some authentic ahadith on this issue. Abu Huraira informs us that regarding the night of power, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "It is the 27th or 29th night of Ramadan." Abu Dawud. In another report, he is credited with the view that it corresponds to the last night of Ramadan. Ahmed Musnad, Volume 2, page 519. Ubay ibn Ka'b, however, emphatically states that it represents the 27th night of Ramadan. Ahmed Muslim, Kitab al-Tafsir, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Nasai, and Ibn Hibban. While answering a query on this issue, Abu Dhar replied, Umar, Hudayfa, and many companions took it as the 27th night of Ramadan. Ibn Abi Shayba, Muslim, Bab al-Sayyam. Ubada ibn Samit reports, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "The night of power corresponds to one of these odd nights, the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, or 29th of Ramadan." Ahmed. Abdullah ibn Abbas states that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Look for it in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, for instance, 9, 7, or 5 days before the end of Ramadan." Bukhari, Bab Laylat al-Qadr. Ulama take the Prophet's allusion to mean any of the odd nights of Ramadan. Abu Bakr's report says that it falls 9 or 7 or 5 or 3 days before the last night. One should look for it on the above dates, Tirmidhi and Nasai. Aisha informs, the Prophet, peace be upon him, directed that it should be looked for on the odd nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan. Bukhari, Bab, Laylatul Qadr, Muslim, Ahmad and Tirmidhi. Aisha and Abdullah ibn Umar report that the Prophet, peace be upon him, always made a point of taking itikaf, devotional retreat, on the last 10 nights of Ramadan. On the basis of reports on the authority of Muawiyah, Ibn Umar and Ibn Abbas, the consensus view is that the night of power corresponds to the 27th night of Ramadan. This date has not been pinpointed by Allah and His Messenger, perhaps for prompting people to engage in worship on several nights and thus gain the blessings of the holy month of Ramadan. They will thus not rest content with extra worshipping only on that particular night. Rather, they will do so on all the nights. As to the question of time zone, the night in each time zone is to be taken into account, not just the night in Mecca.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ
And what do you know what the night of power is?
لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ
The night of power is better than 1,000 months. The night of power is better than 1,000 months. This is generally explained by Quranic scholars in the sense that a good deed on that night is better than one performed over 1,000 months. This is no doubt a valid interpretation in its own right, for the Prophet, peace be upon him, spoke highly of good deeds performed on that night. Bukhari quotes Abu Huraira's report that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, One who stands in prayer in a state of faith and for the sake of winning Allah's pleasure on the night of power, all of his past sins are forgiven. Likewise, Ahmed cites Ubadah ibn Samit's report that the Prophet, peace be upon him, remarked, The night of power falls on one of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. One who stands in prayer on that night for earning reward, Allah condones all his sins, past and future ones. However, the Quran does not specify good deeds in the context of this night. Rather, it states in general terms that this night is better than 1,000 months. Once again, the above figure is not to be taken literally, as equal to 83 years and 4 months. Arabs idiomatically mention the figure of 1,000 for a large number. Therefore, the meaning of the verse is that on the night of power, something so momentous happened that does not otherwise take place over long periods of history.
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر.
The angels, along with the Spirit, descend in it by the permission of their Lord with all kinds of decrees. The angels, along with the Spirit, in other words, the Archangel Gabriel, who is mentioned apart from other angels in view of his exalted status, descend in it by the permission of their Lord with all kinds of decrees. The angels do not descend of their own. Rather, it is owing to their Lord's command. As to all kinds of decrees, these are branded as wisely determined matters. In verse 4 of Al-Dukhan,
سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر.
All peace is that night until the rise of dawn. All peace is that night until the rise of dawn. Peace and goodness prevail throughout the night of power, which is free from all mischief and evil.